changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk to you about responding versus reacting. Like I said, most of us tend to, when something happens, we happen back. Think of it that way. Action, reaction. We don't think of action, response. And in fact, we're not really taught responses as children. We tend to appreciate the people who react. When I was young, I was so good at coming back with slams at people. I used to love Don Rickles. And so people were afraid of me. That was my strength. And so my reaction, if somebody upset me or concerned me or whatever, was to react. I also grew up in a family that was very reactive. If mom was angry or upset, it was your fault. She would react, cry, or scream, but it was your fault. So her reaction was something that was untethered from who she is, just like my reaction for so many years, and still can be, was untethered from who I am. I remember one day, and I've told you this story, I got an email from a woman who just told me off. She was from the old church, and it was when the whole church was going through a meltdown. And this woman just told me off. I mean, just in long form. And then about, 4 years later, she messaged me and asked me a favor. And I said, "You told me off." And she says, "What do you want from me? I'm Irish." It's like there's no switch. You know, we believe there's no switch. And so the difference between responding and reacting is mastering the gap. Now, I'm not the one who came up with this, but we need to learn to master the gap. That is that space between what happens and how we react. And I would hope we begin to not even think of reacting, but only to think of responding. There is a nanosecond. I remember when I was reading books on anger and sadness and things. I read all kinds of books. But anyway, they say that angry people see no gap. They see you did this, therefore I was justified in this, no matter how big my this is. I realize that the ego's favorite question, now remember, we all have an ego. We all have that rude roommate that is inside of us, I call it. And that rude roommate's job is to try and keep you safe. But the way it keeps you safe is basically by making you afraid of yourself and other people. The rude roommate, your ego, whenever somebody does something, loves to say, see if this isn't true, "Oh, yeah," or some variance of that. Now, for some people, that "oh, yeah" triggers them to, "Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to kick your ass," or "oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you off," "oh, yeah, well, I'm going to try and weave you off the road," "oh, yeah." And for other people, it's, "Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to shut down." "Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not going to tell you the truth." "Oh, yeah?" The ego loves, "Oh, yeah," even more than the Kool-Aid man. Your ego is the Kool-Aid guy. "Oh, yeah." And your ego wants to convince you that you have no choice but to react. The thing is, you do. You really, really, really do. And for me, I spent more than a decade, and still work on it sometimes, trying to be non-reactive. Now, there are times when things happen, and before I know it, I'm down the street. You know what I mean? My horse has gone, you know? But my reactions nowadays, instead of being, rah, you know, five alarm fires, are just kind of like this. The point I'm trying to make for you, friends, is that no matter what happens in your life, it's always better to take a breath. It was Thomas Jefferson who said words to the effect that if you're angry, take 10 breaths. If you're really angry, take 100. The main thing is to take time, to put distance between you and the situation. Just wanted to give you a gap right there. We all want gaps in our lives. We all want a chance to breathe. And yet life comes at us. One of the things I tell you that was so transformative for me, and I've told this variations of this many times, but it still is amazing to me. Just the other day, I was driving in Miami traffic, and there were people almost kissing my bumper right and left. Now, I tend to drive 5 to 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. And there are tons and tons of people in Miami with their Lambos and their, you know, Flippos and Harpos or whatever, who like to go a lot faster. And to them, they grew up watching Grand Theft Auto and they drive like that. Now, when I first moved down here, it freaked me out. It absolutely freaked me out. Someone would come doing 130 miles an hour right up on my bumper, and I'm doing 70. And inside, I went, "Ah!" I reacted. I totally reacted. And it took me thinking about this and journaling about this to realize that this guy is not my problem. He's not going to hit me with a $160,000 car, however much they cost. He's not going to do that unless he's stupid. Now, his intention is to upset me. If I stay calm, he's not my problem. I'm his problem, but that's his problem. He's the one choosing to treat, you know, I-95 like it's the Autobahn. It's not. And so now I'm able to literally stay calm. There was a period there where I hated to drive to Miami. And I was there just a couple of days ago. And I just felt so, I was like thinking about that. And as the people were coming up on me. And yet what's interesting is I even saw a wreck where I could tell it's somebody, obviously. And I wondered if, because sometimes my reactions to those people getting on my bumper, which would be to, you know, either tap my brakes just to say, "Oh, back off," or, you know, "Get over," or anything, were more of a problem. It was better to just be with it and be within the gap of what is going on. So whatever's going on for you that's a challenge, do your best to master the gap. Be in the gap. And by the way, everybody wants to know, well, which is my voice and which is the ego's? How do I tell the difference? Is it me talking or is it the ego? I didn't come up with this. I don't remember who. I think it's in the Course in Miracles. But it's brilliant. The ego speaks first and the ego speaks loudest. So whether or not you're hearing words like, "Oh, yeah," in your head, the ego is going to speak first. When something happens, it's going to jump out and try and, in its mind, protect you. This is your separated self. The ego speaks first, and the ego speaks loudest. If it's a strident voice that's in your head, that's not your highest self. That's your ego. We've all got one. So listen, notice how quickly you react to things that happen. You get an email that's upsetting to you, and that's a reaction. One of the things I like to do is tap myself on the chest and say, "I am safe. I am safe. I am safe." Even that gives me a chance to put a little bit more into the gap. Master the gap. Increase the gap. I used to work for a really wonderful guy, but he had a lot of problems. He had a lot of anger issues. And I say had, because I really think he's changed. But I remember one time someone, we had a problem with a consultant that we had hired. And he wasn't, in our minds, living up to what we hired him to do. And so it's so funny. I have this ghost light. It comes on over my head all the time. And I've had a maintenance guy in here to try and fix it. Anyway, I remember one time I was telling him about this issue I was having with the consultant. And he said, I got to go. And I said, what's the matter? He says, I got to call him. I said, well, why you got to call him now? Because I'm still mad. I want to call him while I'm still mad. I don't want to calm down. Literally said that. You know, we all can choose to respond rather than react. It's not easy, but it's what a mature adult does. Look for the gaps today. Tell me about your questions and comments. By the way, right now's the time because I said that. Right now is the time because I said that. Click share. We all click share and we all type the word share. Share, share, share. Just type in share, click share. Type share, click share. Whenever you're watching this, I watch this. First thing I do is check and see who commented after. When I get up in the mornings and look at my phone, I want to see who commented after because I see who's here now. But click share and let me know that you shared. Would you please? Help us draw more people to our positive jumpstart community. We are here every weekday, Monday through Friday. And if you are looking for more jumpstarts, make sure you go to willbowen.com or acomplaintfreeworld.com. And you can find a place to sign up and we will email these to you on a daily basis. All right. Well, I am not seeing anything new. I see Rebecca Huff is here, as I said. And she says, and there's my buddy Daniel from San Paolo. And Jennifer says, just yesterday I responded rather than reacting. Hashtag personal growth. Could not agree more. All right, everybody, thank you so much. And sorry for the kerfluffle there in the middle. This is what happens when you are your own producer. Well, I'm going to produce a great weekend. I hope you do too. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And we're going to get, oh, I'm going to do something really fun next week. I'm going to do, remember I told you about the TV show, Ted Lasso. You need to check it out. You need to check out Ted Lasso. It's on Apple Plus. You can get Apple Plus. Kathy says, my son got angry at one of his teachers the other week, and I wanted to send him an angry email. I told him to type it out, but don't send him. I like to create a gap wording. You know, Kathy Cruz, interesting story about Mark Twain. Mark Twain was actually a bit of a jerk, and I was going to use a different word, but he was actually a bit of a jerk, and he would write nasty letters to people. If somebody wrote him a letter of contribution to, you know, how he might improve his writing or anything, he would write these scathing letters. And you know what happened as a result of those scathing letters? Nothing. His wife would always go and pull them out of the mailbox. Every morning she would go outside, check the mailbox. If he had written any letters, she'd pull them out. It's what we want for our horses, says Linda Starnes. Isn't that the truth? All right, everybody, make it a great weekend. I know I'm going to. And I can't wait to see you on Monday. Do something nice for somebody this weekend, okay? Maybe that'll be your quiz. We'll talk about it. Oh, we start our Ted Lasso series next week. I'm really looking forward to it. Lessons from Ted, I'm calling it. There's actually a lot of good in this. I look forward to sharing it with you.
Bye-bye. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.